The Free Congregation of Sauk County is a Unitarian Universalist fellowship and a welcoming congregation. That means our invitation is to all, and that all are welcome here, regardless of race, sexual orientation, gender expression, or political persuasion. You are welcome. We'd also like to extend an extra welcome to our friends from Madison. Welcome. We're very glad to have you with us today. Today, as is our tradition, we light a candle. Today, for us, it symbolizes transience. Our life that we share, the life that we live together, is as fragile and as momentary as a candle. And yet, does the fact that this candle is not eternal, does that make it less beautiful to you? Does that make it in any way less at all? I'd say just the opposite. The fact that it's temporary makes it more beautiful and more valuable. Our reading today is from The Four Things That Matter Most by Ira Byock. Dr. Byock works in hospice care. He helps people and their families deal with the end of life. And in his time doing that work, he frequently asks people what matters most. To get their perspective as a dying person, what matters most? And as he collected their answers, he noticed four that came up again and again and again. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. Easy to say. Hard to do. If it were easy, the list would say something else, right? But Dr. Byock says, quote, "There's a saying in my field. It's always too soon until it's too late. Consider that roughly 33,000 Americans die in motor vehicle accidents every year. That's about 90 people a day. Those people weren't thinking of dying when they left home that morning. They didn't know that their remaining time was brief. Yet that day, each one lost valuable opportunities to say important things to important people in their lives. So if there are important things you feel a need to say to someone, why wait?" End quote. The Free Congregation of Sauk County is an association of free men and women who come together to strengthen the spiritual, ethical, and moral dimensions of our lives, and to be of service to our world. I think that song is perfectly appropriate because Dr. Byock was that hand to hold on to. These people in their hospice care, in their palliative care at their end of life, they just needed a hand to hold on to, and that was him. And he took advantage of that moment to ask them, what's the most important thing? And they said, please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. And I love you. There's a reason that we don't say these things. I mean, we know we should. We know we'll feel better. We know they'll feel better. But we don't. We don't so much that a hospice doc has to write a book about it. You get that? How hard is this to do? I would rather die. That honestly should be the fifth thing. It should say, please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. I'd rather die. Well, I got good news, folks. We're living through a pandemic. 1 in 3 Americans personally know someone who died of this thing. 500,000 and rising. More than World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. We're sending out 3 vaccines as fast as we can ship them, but we are not done yet, not by a long shot. Exactly 1 year after our country shut down, President Biden addressed the nation. And for the first time since this whole mess started, we have a legitimate end date. Assuming all goes well, and it might not, we can go back to mostly normal July 4th. On July 4th, 1952, at the age of 34, Florence Chadwick attempted to become the first woman to swim the Catalina Channel, 21 miles of freezing water between Catalina Island and the California coast. After 15 hours in icy water, swimming through fog so thick she had a hard time spotting her own support boats, she gave up. Why did she need support boats? Oh, to shoot at the sharks. That's how hardcore this lady was. She was amazing. After 15 hours, though, she couldn't do it. She called for help. They pulled her out and wrapped in a blanket in the bottom of a boat. She was stunned to learn that she was just half a mile short. On land, she told a reporter, quote, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it." She was right. 2 months later, she tried again. Same cold, same fog, same sharks, but this time she made it. 2 hours faster than the previous record holder, who you'll remember was a man. When they asked her what made the difference, she said she kept the shoreline pictured in her head. Even when she couldn't see it through the fog, she kept it visible in her mind, and that gave her the motivation to keep going. July 4th is your coastline. Picture it, plan for it, and don't give up. We have made it this far by being smart, by being diligent, and sticking together. Don't screw this up. If I get a phone call from one of you wheezing in a hospital because you got 48 hours to get your affairs in order before they plug you on a vent, I'm going to be sad, and I'm going to come help you, and I'm going to be pissed. And you know how I'm going to get back at you? I'm going to hold your hand, and I'm going to ask, quote, "Who needs to hear these four things? Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you." And then I'm going to help you pick up the phone. Because facing down a vent crystallizes a few things, doesn't it? Clarifies. Extreme measures are required in extreme times. Never waste a good crisis. Because very soon, the world is going to turn back on again, and everyone's going to go from being bored and lonely to busy and distracted, making up for lost time. It's already started. Can't you feel it? Spring is in the air. The natives are restless. There will never be a better day to say it. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. But Rob, I can't. It's too hard. Really? Harder than COVID? Harder than you? You survived a year of isolation, you absolute rock star. You crafted confidence out of fear and confusion, out of doubt. You tried new things, you gave up old habits, and as hard as it was, you're already looking at that July 4th number thinking, yeah, I could do that. You absolute ass-kicking rock star. Tell me again about all the stuff you cannot do. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. And the real fifth one, you got this. If you want a place to start, we'll start by recognizing that this horrible thing we're living through temporarily is what some people get to live every day. This is a strategy we chose, but some people don't get to choose. So watch out for the isolated. And take care of the caregivers. They're just as isolated as you are. They're just tired too. You want an easy place to start? Start there. But I challenge you, don't stop. You know someone already. You can see them in your mind. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. It's always too soon. It's always too hard until it's too late. This is your chance. Don't waste it. Thank you. And in our closing words, I would say, if you ask an average American, quote, what's a good death? You'll get one answer far and above all others. Say, I want to go in my sleep. You know what the ancients would have said? That's a bad death. Because they knew something we've forgotten. A quick death doesn't give you time to make amends or say goodbyes. We do everything we can to avoid even thinking about death. But the ancients said, memento mori, remember you're going to die. This is the gift this pandemic has given us, a reminder that life is short and there are four things that matter. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you.